From the Emery Wheel, I'm the Not Cool Carney. This is Wheel Talk. Apologies for our hiatus. As our team changes, we're building up for a third season of Wheel Talk beginning this fall. Before we take our summer off, our team wanted to bring you a brief recap of some significant stories from this semester. It has been an eventful year. We saw the return of students to campus residence halls and in-person instruction for the first time in 18 months. And in less than 2 weeks, we will have the first commencement on Emory's campus in 3 years.
For the Emery Wheel, I'm Kaylin Chin. On April 21st, President Greg Fenves announced that Emory would be renaming several university institutions, including renaming Yerkes National Primate Research Center to the Emory National Primate Research Center, and the University School of Law's LQC Lamar Professorships to Emory School of Law Distinguished Professors. While the renaming of Haygood buildings was discussed due to the former university president's support of the Confederacy, Fenves decided to keep those honors intact. In 2020, Fenves created the University Committee of Naming Honors to review controversial honoraries. We discussed their possible renaming actions back in February. At that point, the committee had not taken any action since renaming Longstreet Means Hall to Eagle Hall due to Augustus Longstreet and Alexander Means' racist histories. President Fenves also noted that he has not made a decision regarding whether former university president George Foster Pierce's name will remain. With all of these name changes, Emory Libraries had set up a contextualization guide for the honoraries so that students and faculty can remain educated on these historical figures. This story was originally reported by Maddie Olivier for print.
For the Emory Wheel, I'm Kira Barish. I'm not there, but my heart is there, Maya Petrenko-Abdulyeva said, discussing the ongoing crisis in Ukraine. This spring, Ukrainian students were forced to support their families from afar as Russia continued its invasion into the independent country. The Wheel was able to talk to current students Petrenko Abdulyeva and Sam Shafiro about their experiences having family and friends in Ukraine throughout the ongoing crisis. Several Ukrainian students reflected on the strength of the Ukrainian people and the country's democracy. Democracy is part of what created the pushback and ability to create a unified Ukraine identity in the opposition to Russia, Shafiro said. Several students have been helping to raise money for victims of the crisis. Shafiro has been working to raise money through social media to send medical supplies to Odessa and transport refugees out. Petrenko Abdulyeva started a fundraiser for her close friend who works at a Ukrainian hospital for wounded soldiers. The crisis in Ukraine looms over these current and former Emory students, and they will have to continue supporting their nation from afar as it continues. This article was originally reported by Xavier Stevens.
For the Emory Wheel, I'm Hatien Nguyen. During the 2022-23 SGA election on March 16th, the Board of Elections unanimously voted to disqualify Elizabeth Ortiz from the SGA presidential election due to her status as a gap year student. Ortiz publicized her disqualification on a March 19th Instagram post, arguing that her enrollment status was involuntary. In the same Instagram post, Ortiz stated, "I will be a full-time student in this fall and for the duration of the next presidential term as required by the SGA Constitution," and called on the student body to vote no confidence for the presidential race. Following the results of the first election for SGA presidency, a runoff election was announced after no confidence garnered the plurality of the votes at 46.69%. Emma Fries and Sruthi Kumar, who both met while working for Ortiz's campaign, submitted a challenge against the SGA after the announcement, disputing that procedures were never written regarding general presidential elections with a no-confidence win. Though the SGA Constitution does not make explicit references to a no-confidence majority vote, it does detail the line of succession after the president, as the executive vice president, then the speaker of the legislature, followed lastly by a ranking member of the legislature. Fries noted that although the documents designate how to fill vacancies in other positions, they do not explicitly cover that of the presidency. In the runoff election for the SGA presidency, no confidence won the majority at 51.37%, causing Vice President-elect Noah Marchuk to succeed the position as announced in a student body-wide email sent by the SGA. This was the first time no confidence has won an SGA presidential election at Emory University. Following the April 11th hearing of the case, the council unanimously came to the verdict that the Board of Elections did not seriously violate the Constitution or greatly misuse their powers in creating a runoff election or determining procedures following a no-confidence win. However, the council also noted that the Board did not act within their powers when they announced via email that Marchuk would assume the office of the presidency, instead belonging to the Attorney General. This was declared as a minor violation. On April 18th, in a vote of 11-3-1, the SGA legislature voted to invoke the line of succession instead of holding another presidential election. Marchuk, who abstained himself from voting, was officially sworn in as SGA president after the meeting. This series of articles were originally reported by Maddie Olivier and Brahmi Balarajan.
From all of us at Wheel Talk, we hope you have a good end to your semesters, and we'll see you this fall.
And before we truly say goodbye, we'd be remiss not to thank our wonderful seniors who are about to graduate who have made Wheel Talk happen. First, Catherine Eniezwe, for her work over the past year, hosting and doing incredible production. Ninad Kulkarni, for being the backbone of Wheel Talk over this past year. And our founding members, first, Isaiah Poritz, who always brought his editorial spirit to everything we did. And last, Kaylin Chin, who has made all of this entirely possible.
Wheel Talk is produced by Gabriela Lewis, Ninad Kulkarni, Hatian Nguyen, Carly Cullen, and Kaylin Chin, with help from Jaden Davis and Kira Barish. Music by Pond5 and cover art by Kaylin Chin.